Good morning, good morning. This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. Pastor Albert Pendarvis speaking and inviting you to stay tuned. We're bringing you a series of messages, studies on the grace of God, and we're coming now there to looking at or visiting the throne of grace to see what we find there at the throne of grace. We looked last study about what we did not find. We didn't find any condemnation there. We didn't find any quarreling. The Lord never quarrels with us when we come there seeking His face. No. But this morning we want to see what we do find there at the throne of God's grace. We had looked at it just briefly in our last study. But before we go there, let me give you this information. We have what we call a Voice of Truth magazine that we publish here in our church printing press. We send it out to many, many folks across the nation. It's $3 a year, and we'd be glad to send it to you. It's chock full of the gospel, editorial and messages by some of the late pastors and some of our late pastors and some of the old Puritan preachers, and many good articles there and letters from our radio audience. And so if you'd like to have a copy of that magazine, you write us and we'll put your name on our mailing list. It's Radio Missions,
Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. My phone number here, area code 225-664-8658.
Now let's go back and look what we find at the throne of God's grace when we visit there. First of all, as we said, we find the forgiveness of sin. We could just stop right there, couldn't we? Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, the Scripture says, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sin. That's what we preach here at Radio Missions. We preach Christ, and therefore we preach forgiveness of sin. Yes, we sure do. Folks accuse us of being hellfire, damnation preachers, but we preach Christ. We preach God's Word. We preach what He lays on our hearts to be the truth. And listen, we find the forgiveness of sin. That's one of the things we preach. Day by day, I come here bringing you God's message, holding out hope for the old sinner. Just an old sinner saved by grace, saved by the grace of God. Listen now, and let's think about that, forgiveness of sin. When the old prodigal son came home that day to his father, the first thing he found was the forgiveness of sin. That's a picture of a sinner coming to Christ. The old boy had been off in the world, spending everything he had, finally wound up there in the hog pen, feeding the hogs, my friend. That's right. That's where every sinner is, in the hog pen of sin. And the first thing that happened when he staggered up there to his dad's home, I believe his dad had been out there looking for him every day, day by day, saying, Lord, send my son home. But the first thing you'll find when you come to the throne of grace, if you would but come there, is the forgiveness of your sin. Oh, my friend, I'm so happy. I'm so glad that we can come there and praising the Lord and asking the Lord and thanking the Lord for the forgiveness of sin. That's the only place you'll find forgiveness. You won't find it in the confessional box. You won't find it in here at this church or any other church. Any priest or prelate or pope, they can't forgive your sin. My friend, that's all tommy rot. There is only one mediator between man and God, and that's the man, Christ Jesus. And He sits there on the throne of grace. That's right. It's the throne of grace. Then when we come to that throne, we find a perfect righteousness to cover our nakedness. That's right. How many of you have tried to produce a righteousness that God would accept? Man will do everything in the world except trust the Lord. He'll do everything in the world to be saved except come to Christ. That's right. He'll work up a righteousness he thinks will hold. He'll work up this, work up that. He'll attend this church, attend that church. He'll speak in tongues and all of those things. That doesn't have a thing in the world to do with salvation, my friend. No. No, but you can't work up anything that the Lord will accept. When you get that righteousness all sewed up, it'll all rip out on you. That's right. Your garment of righteousness will not hold. Like the little boy said, he said, whatsoever man soweth, that shall also rip. That's right. He kind of twisted the scripture, but I think he made a good point. Whatever man sews up, it'll rip out. Don't you know that? But listen, at the throne of grace, you will find a perfect righteousness. Now, that's grace, my friend. Perfect. You find imputed righteousness there. Folks say, oh, that's imputed nonsense. But listen, they'll just have to go to hell for their trouble. Yes, perfect righteousness, imputed righteousness. And I just praise the Lord for that robe of righteousness that He gave me, gave this old sinner when I came there as a poor old hungry sinner, poor old wicked sinner, poor old filthy guile sinner. Lord help, Lord help, Lord save me, lest I perish. And I came there, and that robe is the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, my friend, you won't come to this throne for a perfect righteousness until you see that you don't have any. That's all who come to Christ, those who have no righteousness, that see that you can't produce one. Many folks, many whom I know, are looking at themselves and saying, well, I'm all right. I know hundreds of people. Did I say something to them about coming to Christ? Well, I'm all right. I'll just take my chances. I'll get by. You go on, I'll get by. Listen, don't get all worked up on it. Why should I humble myself and go there to the throne of grace? I'm okay. Therefore, they don't come. Folks here at Radio Missions, where I pastor, no, they don't come. They won't come. Therefore, they won't come. And the only righteousness that they have is what they've tried to produce. All you have is what you've tried to produce. And you think yours is all right. And you're satisfied with it. But listen, brother, it won't hold. Listen, my sister. Listen. Put down your pots and pans there and listen. It won't hold. What you have won't hold. That little decision for Jesus won't hold. No, at the great white throne judgment, you'll have to stand there. And the Lord will say, depart from you. I never knew you. You can't show me one place in God's word where you accept Jesus as salvation. That's not salvation. You know what salvation is? Trusting the Lord. It's not accepting Jesus. No. Jesus never has stood before you to be accepted or rejected. No, you can't accept Jesus. You can't accept Christ. He doesn't stand before you to be accepted. You stand before Him to be accepted or rejected. And listen, sinner, if you never come there, bowing your head, acknowledging that you're a sinner, you'll just have to bust hell wide open. That's right. I might as well, to be honest with you, I don't have much time left, my friend, in this life, but I might as well be honest with you, no matter whether you're my family, my friend, my loved one, my Sunday school teacher, one of my congregation here. If you don't ever come to know the Lord, you're going to hell. That's right. Satan sits here in this studio with me saying, don't mention hell. Don't mention hell. You're going to offend somebody. But listen, my friend, the Bible says hell from beneath is moved to meet thee at thy coming. That's what's wrong with our country now. We don't hear the great old preachers that we used to have standing up, thundering out, repent, repent. We don't have that anymore. Do you know of anyone who does that? Do you know anyone who calls sin sin? I don't. No, they're little spineless preachers who are afraid of their salary and afraid of their pocketbook and afraid of their long limousine and their big condos that they live in and afraid of their little piano player that they're catting around with. They're afraid to offend. Listen, my folk, God called a preacher to preach the gospel, not to be intimidated by some little clique in the church. I don't sit here intimidated by anyone in this church, my friend. I'm answering to the Lord. I answer to the Lord Jesus Christ only. No man. I answer to no man on this earth, my friend. No, that's right. I'm God's ambassador. I'm standing on the wall watching, watching. He says, watchman, what of the night? And I have to stand here and observe my congregation. And if they're living in sin, I call their number. If they don't straighten up, I call their name because they're going to hell. You living in sin, you going to hell, my friend. Oh, listen, listen. May the Lord turn the searchlight of God's grace, of the Holy Spirit in your heart, and let you see what a rotten life you live in, preacher. Listen, your righteousness won't hold up. Your little seminary degree won't get you into heaven. You may have DDs, LTDs, and all those things behind your name. No, that righteousness won't get you anywhere. That'll just land you up in hell. That's right. And then you'll be dragging your congregation there with you. You better wake up. You better ask the Lord, Lord, show me my heart. Have you ever seen your heart, preacher? Mother, Dad, have you ever seen your heart? Have you ever known that you're wicked? The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. Go read Romans chapter 3 after the broadcast goes off. And that's what's describing your heart, my friend. Their throat is an open sepulcher. Did you know your throat is an open sepulcher, just a grave? Oh, I know, my friend. I know I get worked up here in the mornings like this, but I see folks going to hell. I see my folks going to hell. I see my family going to hell. I see my friends going to hell. And am I supposed to sit back and just be quiet, be patient, and wait? No. I pray day by day, Lord, open their heart. But he tells me to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ, and I do. And I'm bringing you the great invitation this morning to come to Christ. I'm bringing you the evidence here, the knowledge of the throne of God's grace. It stands there, open for you to come there to find grace. And to, he says, come boldly. I bring you God's word. Come boldly through the throne of God's grace. That's what I tell you. The Bible tells me, preacher, preach on. Preach on. Rebuke and reprove with all longsuffering and doctrine. My friend, that means to call names. Did you know that? Has anyone ever called your name from the pulpit and said you're living in sin? Are you? That's right, old beer-guzzling church members at the tavern half the time call themselves a Christian. You're not no Christian, my friend. You're headed for hell straight as a marten is to his gourd. We might as well be honest about it. But did you know what? Christ died for sinners. The Lord doesn't love your sin, no, but he loves you. Listen, I praise the Lord for that robe of righteousness that I found there at the throne of God's grace. And then listen what you'll find there, sinner. Are you a sinner this morning? You'll find pardon from your sin. Oh, you may be a sinner. We all are. I'm a saved sinner. Are you a saved sinner or a lost sinner? Oh, my friend, the Lord only saves sinners. Did you know that? But there at the throne of grace, you'll find pardon. Pardon from what? From all the guilt and penalty of sin. Did you know sin has a penalty hooked to it? Did you know sin has a payday? That's right. That's right, my friend. You see, when you come to the throne of God's grace, you have found grace in the eyes of God through the Lord Jesus Christ, who sits on that throne. And because of him, God grants you a pardon. You're only a pardon through by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a guilty wretch. Oh, my friend, what a guilty wretch we are. Come dragging up there to the throne of grace, condemned, with a rope around our neck, guilty, hell-deserving. Listen, listen. The Lord said, let him go, a ransom been found. The let him go, a ransom been found. I knew that I was guilty. I knew that I was sentenced justly to die. I didn't blame anyone else. Folks, I don't blame anyone for my sin. You can't blame your ma, your pa, your wife, or your children. You can't blame them. You can't blame the saloon keeper for causing you to drink. You can't believe, no, the card player, the casino, because you get addicted to card playing. You can't blame those folks that own the casino. They're business people. Oh, they're wicked as hell, but yet they're business people. They didn't drag you in there and make you play. No, that's sin, my friend, running after sin, wanting to be satisfied. Listen, listen. That's why this born-again believer never gets over praising the Lord, because he's found a pardon from sin, a pardon from the penalty of sin, pardon from the consequences of sin, my friend. Did you know sin? You have to pay for sin? Oh, sure, it's pleasurable. There's a lot of fun in drinking and dancing and cavorting around and all those things. Folks call that having a lot of fun. But listen, it leads to hell. It has to be repented of. Why don't some of you preachers stand up and begin to shout, repent or perish? Turn or burn. We have a little booklet here on turn or burn. If you'd by the late pastor, if you'd write me, I'd send it to you free and postpaid. Turn or burn. And listen, one of the things that he often said at the close of a service, down, sinner, down at the feet of Christ. That's where every sinner comes, my friend. That's why we come to the throne of grace. Down. We are sinners. We don't have anything to hold up, my friend. No, we've got this thing all around. Our Lord is holy, 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 saith the angels. They cry that day in, day out. Holy, holy is the Lord, and we think we somebody come? No, my friend, we need to get our eyes open. You and I don't deserve anything but hell, my friend, but there is mercy at the throne of God's grace. I wish you'd come there this morning. This is the old trailblazer, Pastor Albert Pendarvis, bringing you another old-time, old-fashioned trailblazer broadcast and blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. Remember, our mailing address is Radio Missions,
Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. My phone number here, area code 225-664-8658.
Would you write me? Let me know you're listening. My heart is tender towards you, my friend. Don't get mad with me. Goodbye, and God bless you.